Episode 148.
It's really quiet.
Episode. That's a little better. Come here then. Come here then. Episode 148. Is this April Fool's? This is hour two of three, and this week I talk like Mitt Romney. We discuss revolution, and we get a live trucker honking.
Don't use real words, though.
Oscar, 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 Oscar. All right. Done.
You can find us places, and dial phone numbers. I think that is it. Thanks for listening.
Dudes for listening.
Smudge.
Dudes for asking.
That's really loud. Thanks for listening. Annual thought is we work in a factory in America, and we're now just getting to a point in America where we need to start bringing factories back, and our company is not smart enough to realize that, so we've been fucked. I've been fucked for the past 15 years. I'm just kind of waiting until the day comes
right.
Where it happens.
Right. Know?
I don't think I'm, like, it's going to suck if I don't have a job.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
But I don't expect to have my job fucking ever.
Yeah.
And never have, really. Like...
It's yeah, and
it's
it
a fucking
only got
factory
worse.
Where I make way too much money.
When
quite
I
frankly.
Moved up there, I felt even more vulnerable.
Really?
Like every day, I essentially. Huh. But again, I'm sort of a negative person, and I wonder if that's not the best operating system for me. But it's served me well enough so far.
After these messages, we'll be right back. We're back on.
It seems weird to say, hey, don't judge this group of people just because they do stuff differently than you. Don't judge them. They're just as equal as you. And then right on the other side of the conversation, you say, hey, you see those people?
Yeah, but not to put words into Joel's mouth, but it seems to me what he's saying is that we're missing a bunch of context that may not really say that. Like, because we only see the shit that comes out in a podcast that we don't really want to listen to, or on Twitter that we don't really want to read, we don't have really true context of how that person feels about society or... ladies or gay people. Or
yeah, but it's easy to get the context when you have a person who says, hey, look at this cunt. Look at this Sarah Palin cunt. What the fuck's she doing with her fucking soccer mom, hockey mom? Look at this cunt. And then a month later say...
Because Bill Maher needs better writers.
And then a month later say, hey, don't call that girl a slut. She's a woman.
Yeah.
What are you doing calling her a slut? She's a woman. Like, do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's... That happened.
Yeah.
It was perfectly okay for the same people who called Sarah Palin a slut to then defend Sarah Palin a cunt and Michelle Bachmann a cunt. It was perfectly okay for them to then say, hey, this student, don't call her a slut. You know, she is just as equal as everybody else. How dare you?
Well, and I also think that Bill Maher essentially falls in the same vein as Limbaugh in that... I can't really think of any time that I've heard him put forward policy positions. He's really just a bomb thrower, too. Like, his show does better when he says something outlandish, when he calls Sarah Palin a cunt, right? And so, at this point, in my thinking, I'm disregarding everybody on the left and the right who says shit like
that. Yeah, I'm not... The argument isn't with you because you're looking at it logically. Like, you no, get the hypocrisy
right,
of it.
Yeah.
You don't think that should exist. The hypocrisy should exist.
No, I don't think it's bettering anyone's position to call anyone a slut or a cunt. I don't think that it puts...
I beg to differ, Keith.
Have you met my mother?
But I don't think that's... And that actually comes to the sort of negativity thing that I was talking about. Like... on Twitter last night, where it's like a lot of people are just fucking like, this is stupid, and not putting forward, they're just spitting out negative shit and not saying like, it would be better if we did it this way, let's do it this way. It's just saying this way sucks. And that's always been my problem, interestingly enough, with Marxism, because Marxism isn't a fucking political philosophy or monetary philosophy. It's just a critique of capitalism. And fuck you. Like, sure, there's shitty things about this thing. I get that. But you can't just... Don't just fucking dog it. Tell us what we're supposed to do. If you're so fucking smart, then tell us what we're supposed to fucking do. Because I'm not so fucking smart that I know what we're supposed to do. I know that I've got beefs with the current system and with this or that. But I would much rather listen to somebody who's saying... This sucks for this reason. Here's how we should do it.
I think that I could put forth an idea that would help. Let's stop being afraid to blow something up and start over with it. Department of Education. What's wrong with stopping it, blowing it up, and finding a better way to start over with it? Anything, you know, not anything in general. Like, I think that we're too quick to hold the line.
Well, I think in terms of, specifically my fear in terms of the Department of Education is that if you don't have something new set up that's already been vetted to some extent, that's ready to go in place immediately, the result of that is going to be, not that we have a super literate generation of kids popping up right now, but the result of that is going to be poor people don't get to learn how to read. The result of that is going to be they're only going to be taught math up to the point where they can run a fucking cash register.
Dude, I can teach my kids everything they need to know to be equally as smart as somebody who walked out of a public high school with a diploma.
But where the fuck does that get you?
Well, it's the starting point for everything.
It's the starting point for everything, but you're not... My point is, if you walk out of a public high school with a diploma right now, you ain't shit.
I'm not saying that that should be it, that we should have to teach our own kids. I'm saying that that's how simple it is, that I could do it. So the idea of coming up with a new system doesn't seem as heavy as like, well, we got to make sure it's working perfectly before we launch it. I think you let it happen organically.
Well, perfection is I don't think it's something that you're ever going to achieve. But my point is that a lot of people don't have time to teach their own fucking kids.
Yeah, that's fine. I think the Department of Education is so federally based. And I think that with a lot of things that are super federally based, I think it would be better for the country to get back into a let the state decide at a state level, because it at least decreases the pool and allows you to start with a smaller group of people, which you're able to identify the needs of better
right.
than the larger giant country.
It's going to go against this homogenization of America, though, so we're not a good competitor for the world.
Well, because I think that our landmass could easily be set up as a, we have these states, and they're already extremely different in culture.
Yeah, I mean, there's, within this country, there's at least five different countries.
Yeah.
We looked at it in terms of, like, social values and
what's,
norms and
what's,
blah, blah, blah.
What's wrong with having an umbrella that produces a semblance of normalcy and laws, but then under the umbrella, you have every little tiny umbrella that's providing even more protection from the
Massachusetts
rain.
Massachusetts moves to Ohio and is like, well, that's not how we did it there. It was great there.
Well, I think over time, and this has to be a big picture thing where you're
like
not,
my Massachusetts accent.
Dead on. Yeah. Dead on. Sounded like Mitt Romney. Yeah.
Sorry. Mitt Romney's from Michigan.
But he was governor of Massachusetts.
Yeah, but you don't...
There's only rich people in Massachusetts, and he's rich.
You don't gain your accent from where you become governor. You
that's
gain your
that's
accent.
Exactly where you gain your accent. When I was governor of Ohio, that's how I got this accent. 83 to 84 were good years. Just 1 year, but I didn't really know, because I was just an infant.
But I think over time, people would move to where they buy into those states' philosophies better.
See, I also feel like... were you getting ready to say
something? No, go ahead.
The move to a different place is an interesting thing, because it also came up in Katrina, right? Where I heard people saying, like, well, maybe you shouldn't have lived below sea level. But the people that I heard it from were born within 100 miles of here and live within 100 miles of here. And I think that it's a difficult...
Yeah.
It sounds easy, and for some people it is very easy. Like, they have the means, and they have the opportunity, and they have sort of the drive and the courage or the whatever to take that. But that's a big step.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not...
Your philosophy is going to be shaped by your family, so wherever your family's living, whether they chose... That's why I'm saying you have to look at it big picture. Over time, it would start to... Philosophies and families and would start to migrate towards...
Maybe over time we fix the Department of Education.
That's not... It's only getting worse. It's not going to happen.
And here's the other place that I get concerned about when we talk about putting education in the state's hands is... And my mom's from the South, so the shit that I'm about to say about the South is... Take that in vain. There's places in this country where you could get the votes to say, well, yeah, but black people aren't really people, and essentially the earth's flat, and you could get some crazy shit. And so, while
I agree with that, yeah.
Except nobody would go there. They wouldn't get...
There's already people there, and the people there that are the kids that are there don't have any fucking choice, and then that's how they're programmed.
That's where you let Darwinism come into place, and those people inbreed and become retarded and die off.
Well, it's interesting long-term.
Well, I think you have to look at it long-term because we're obviously not any good at fixing anything right now.
Yeah.
If we're constantly resetting and trying to fix it right now, which is what we're doing with the cycle of going from a Democratic House in Congress to a Republican House in Congress, anytime that there's been some time goes by and people think that what it was currently in there is not working, so there's a revolt and it goes to Republican and sits there for 3 years, and then for the next year people talk about how this isn't working and we need to change it. Then the Democratic revolt comes up and the feet get on the ground and they vote and it switches back to Democratic, and it's even happening in the presidency.
Sure.
If that continues to happen, all we're doing is continually resetting and hoping to fix the problem right now
and never seeing a long-term
and solution. Tell me how that's working out for us.
Yeah. You know, as Americans, we're really pretty bad at seeing things in any kind of long term.
Yeah, we're totally not willing to do it. It would take, and unfortunately, it would take a dictator style person with an idea to say, "I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I know this sounds really fucking horrible, and it sounds like your individual rights are being stripped away.
About 100 million of you about to die,
and they are. Yeah. But it's for the good.
Yeah, and I know, but we have too much opposition. There'll be too much. Look at that guy over there thinking that he knows what's best for the country.
And
like, fuck him.
I mean, that's the interesting sort of handicap that a democracy or whatever with the fuck we have.
Oh, hey, by the way, welcome to Snort Coffee.
Yeah.
Like, that's the handicap of it, is that, and a lot of people when it first started up were saying that the handicap of it is you're just going to argue and you're never going to get anything done.
Yeah.
And it turns out they were kind of right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's Bobby.
Huh?
Go ahead. I'm introducing us.
Oh, you're doing the introduction?
Yeah.
I don't know how the founding fathers that my side of the political spectrum holds up so high, even though they were slave owners. Like, that right. bothers me. Like, yeah. I'm liberal in that sense.
Right, yeah.
I don't know what their intention of the two-party system was, but they
think
weren't
thinking. Intention of two parties.
They weren't thinking long-term either.
No.
They were trying to, but they were so incapacitated by their lack of knowledge of how life was going to become. That was a fucking... God, I sounded smart as fuck with that
I think
statement.
There's an issue of welcome to America where we're immediately the smartest baby in class. We're immediately the best fucking thing. We're the
and
best
why is there a baby trying. In this class?
Yeah, without ever trying, we're immediately the greatest place on the planet. Why do we need to change it? Why do we need to think long term when we're doing it? We're doing it right, you know. We're the richest fucks. We're the like
most powerful fucks.
Most powerful fucks. The most fortunate fucks on the planet by far. But we've been around for 100 years, you know.
Well, 200.
Do we not have enough people in this country that would buy into the idea of, hey, this fucking two party system is causing nothing but bickering?
Obviously,
you have a guy.
No.
I don't think we do.
No, obviously not.
You have people voting down stuff that we know would help right now with the Keystone Pipeline is what I'm specifically speaking about. Because
keep them topical.
Because if they don't vote it down, they're going to lose support from their base. Doesn't
it's
matter if it's
a
good or not.
Political nightmare.
Yeah,
dude.
It doesn't matter if it's good or not. It's
well,
not going to help
good.
Me get reelected.
The good that you're talking about is an economic good in on the Keystone Pipeline.
And
right?
the bad you're going to bring up is environmental.
Absolutely.
Except
also,
for the fact that every spill from a pipeline like that has been so well contained and not affected the environment.
I wasn't going to bring up spills. I was going to bring up that's the dirtiest oil on the planet and that climate change experts say that...
That shouldn't even exist.
Tragic.
Climate change experts shouldn't exist.
I find that an interesting opinion to take because you don't have a degree in science, and neither do I, but it's my understanding that 95% of the science has been, and that's being pretty generous from what I know, has been that everybody's in general agreement that there are some specifics where there are disagreements. So it's that, and then I also take issue because I've heard wildly different numbers in terms of the job numbers for the Keystone Pipeline.
Long term,
I've heard it's 200 after the construction is done.
I don't care about the job numbers. I don't care about the economic impact. All I care about is that it's available to us, and by doing it...
What is available to us?
The oil. And
but that's not oil that's going to be used in the country, from what I understand. That's going
to
be
sold I did hear that there worries that it would be exported to other countries.
Yeah, whoever bids on it, it'll go where the money's the best. You know what I mean?
But then we get money for it.
Canada gets money for it.
We get some money for it.
We get some money for our land being used to transport it.
I just don't understand why. I don't think there's a big enough argument to not do it. I say try it. Allow offshore drilling. Just we should be trying everything right now.
But we're not. The only thing that you're proposing that we try is oil.
No, there's natural gas and shale fracturing, I think they call it. Opportunities in Ohio. Ohio could become a huge natural gas
state. Earthquakes in Youngstown. It's awesome.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were just talking about that last night, actually. Yeah.
You're saying that it would cause earthquakes?
That it already has.
It has, yeah.
Well, we can get over that. People still live in California right along the fault line. It hasn't bothered them.
Yeah, they'll be fine in Fukushima. Don't worry about the fucking disaster that happens later.
Are you talking about affecting the little foreign people?
No, I'm talking about...
We don't care about that.
Of course you don't care about that. You're a Republican.
No. I'm distancing myself
from Republican. I'm throwing bombs now, too, but just playfully. I know. I
probably would have told you I was a Republican 5-6 years ago, but I've certainly distanced myself.
Yeah, and I would have told you last election that I was Democrat, and now I don't feel like I can vote for
pretty convinced,
again.
And that goes back to your point of... We don't have enough people that don't believe in a two-party system. I think we're pretty fucking close to getting to a point of...
I do, yeah.
Libertarian's going to come in.
How have we not had a legitimate libertarian... How have we not had a legitimate third-party candidate that...
They're all smart enough to look at the numbers of the past. They're all smart. Ron Paul's smart enough to look at the numbers as his... whenever he last ran as a whatever the fuck, independent or whatever it was. It's like, well, I got 4%. That ain't going to do it. You know, I might get 20% as a Republican.
I just don't understand why, while we're looking for a leader, the argument can't be, hey, look at these ideas I have.
Yeah.
Don't label me. Don't label me. And then we're all stuck in a spot of money.
But we're all stuck in a spot of we need the better of two evils. Of like, well, I'm not going to go waste my vote on this independent. And that's another thing I think that's changing. Is that like we're going to start moving towards these independents because we're sick enough as a society to say, hey, these Democrats or Republicans.
I'm somebody who voted for Obama last time. I don't see anybody on the right that I could vote for. I would settle for Buddy Romer because I believe the money thing is enough of a single. I think that does enough good.
Oh, the campaign finance reform?
Yeah, I think that does enough good that I would be willing to cross over and vote for a guy who's anti-abortion and anti-other stuff that I'm pro.
Isn't everybody anti-abortion?
Everybody, whatever. You know what I mean. The guy who's anti-abortion rights.
I did see a funny abortion joke on Twitter. It was, it said, I'm pro-choice, in quotes, and the quote was attributed to Snooki's fetus. I thought that was funny.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm a dude who, I can't vote for Obama.
Yeah.
And I can't call myself a Democrat anymore. Honestly, I mean, I'm wicked disappointed in this presidency. Even more disappointed in the fucking Congress on both sides, Democrat and Republican.
Wasn't it obvious that Obama was a huckster from the beginning, though? Didn't he always kind of feel like I'm really good at public speaking, so they're going to throw me out on this campaign trail and fire it up enough to get me the votes, and there I become president? Did it always feel a little bit like a stage show?
Yeah, I'll give you that. I think my guess is I just sort of didn't want to believe it. You know what I mean? And at this point, I'm willing to settle for a Ron Paul, a Dennis Kucinich, a Buddy Romer. I'm willing to settle for somebody who I'm convinced isn't bought and paid for.
Yeah.
That's honestly, I'm getting to the point where that's my single issue.
Well, there's another. The other aspect is how many of us aren't going to vote.
Like, I can't do that though because
I don't want to vote for Mitt Romney. I'm certainly not voting for Obama. Like, I'll probably just stay home this year.
Yeah.
I'd like to vote for Ron Paul, but that's a vote for Obama. Essentially, you know?
Well, and here's the way, and I'd like to hear how you feel about that, because that was my initial reaction when I realized, like, oh, fuck, I can't vote for Obama. Like, he's done so many things that I disagree with so strongly that I can't vote for this guy, right?
Yeah.
And my initial thought was, well, then I just won't vote. But I don't like the idea that I'm falling in with the 60% and that my not voting can be understood as...
You're a dumbass.
You just don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, that's certainly the downfall of not voting. I mean, you're certainly saying something by voting off of the two-party system. But at the same time, there's the aspect of realization that any fucking voting we do might not really matter. Like, because if the shadow government wants Obama. Yeah, Halliburton says Obama's going to be the man this time.
Well, they just assassinated Andrew Breitbart because he's about to come out with Obama videos. Did you hear about that?
I heard he was dead, but I hadn't heard that it was.
There's just conspiracies out there.
I assumed, as soon as I saw he was dead at a heart attack of 41, I thought, oh, the conspiracy theory guys are going to fucking love this shit.
He said, I'm bringing these Obama videos out March 4th. He died March 3rd.
I'm glad that fuck's dead.
He died March 3rd.
Got him.
That's pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're like,
and I think these videos are gone. They're lost. I think they're lost. I think he was the only one that knew where they were.
Probably in his trunk when he had a heart attack.
He was. Yeah, they better check him for needle punctures. I've seen CSI.
It's a shitty spot because I think there's a ton of people who don't want to go out there and vote because there's no one to vote for.
There legitimately sometimes is no one to vote for.
Certainly, but there's always a better somebody to vote for than what there is. You know, there's
there though?
There's fucking Ron Paul.
I think there's a decent argument for Mitt Romney, if only for the fact that he has a track record of taking something that is failing and making it successful on whatever level. If we're willing to say, Obama, you've community organized before, that's enough for you to be president, that I don't see, I don't understand why we can't also make the equal connection to say we're financially failing. Yeah. So was the Olympics. Who fixed the Olympics? Mitt Romney.
Wow. You giving him money? You like down for Mitt Romney now?
No, I'm just saying, like, I don't think that's any less of a legitimate argument as a reason to vote for him than what the main argument was to vote for Obama of, yeah, he's this community organizer, he's going to make us all happy and utopian.
But it strikes me as, it feels like that there's an interesting thing that happens where we fuck up once, and I'm calling the Obama presidency a fuck up. And then you say, like, well, we did it the last time, so why don't we fuck up again? But this time in my direction. Like, if it was okay to make a decision on the wrong terms the first time.
Which is kind of the disenfranchised voter response, I think. It was like, fuck, I'm not going to go vote now because we're just going to keep on fucking up side to side over and over again. Like, what's the matter? I'm going to sit at home.
Right, we're playing two-party ping pong. And it's a long, slow game. Like, it takes forever for that ball to get over to the other side of the table. But as soon as it does, it's coming back.
I think it ends in a pretty
fiery explosion.
Hopefully a mild-mannered revolution, but yeah. I mean, it's going to get to the point.
The only way that
it's going to get to a point where we're like, we're fucking sick of this, so now you guys are out.
Except that the only revolution that'll be legitimized is something that champions lefty views. Tea Party got completely lambasted and ignored.
The same thing happened to Occupy.
From a very small amount of people. Occupy was held up as this great fucking thing by the left and the main media.
See, now I have this, I'm confused. You genuinely believe that the media is left? Because as a person who shares left ideals, I don't see that shit in the fucking media at all.
Charlie says the same thing. He says the media is right. All of it.
I think the media is paid for. I think the media will say whatever the fuck you pay them to say, essentially. And basically, that's just a sort of middle through line. I don't go as far as Charlie to say that the media is right. I think the media is fucking bought, and they're going to do whatever their fucking advertisers tell them to run. You know what I mean? Honestly, to me, most of it comes down. That's why I'm so big on campaign finance. I feel like most of it comes down
to... Yeah, that would fix everything.
No, it wouldn't fix everything.
Pretty quickly.
I think it would fix a lot of stuff, though.
What are the chances that campaign finance reform would just turn into prohibition, though? Like, at what point in time do you just now have some crazy backroom, like even more
you
crazy
will.
Backroom
You'll totally... And that's just, what I, that's how I feel about campaign finance reform.
Now we have crazy political mob
going on. I would rather have you have to go through dark fucking channels and do it illegally, and then if you get caught, there's a huge downside to it, as opposed to it just being like, it's wide open, motherfuckers, bring it on. You're still going to have money in politics. There's no fucking doubt in my mind. There's no way that Halliburton and big Wall Street banks aren't going to fucking pay to get a dude who understands their positions and will vote on their positions.
Yeah, but take Walmart, and I think you made this point to me one time while we were smoking. Shouldn't Walmart have a say in how the government is ran? As much as they're contributing to the employment of this country.
Walmart pays, or Walmart employees pay, 20% of America's taxes.
Yeah,
at what point of time
Walmart
do they have a voice?
Walmart having a say is different to me than Walmart employees having
a
say.
Sure.
The values that Walmart holds
up would be
different.
Walmart's going to be like, no, we'd really like an export tax or whatever.
But Walmart employees are stupid.
Well, and that's the point that I wanted to drive to, that I think it's also interesting.
You better get in your fucking car then.
Hold on. I can't. It's out of gas. That.
Thanks, Keystone Pipeline.
I was going to use that fucking tar sands. God damn it. That it's interesting to me that, can we all agree, like 40% of the population votes?
Maybe.
Is that still about the number?
On presidential
elections, nonetheless. Yeah. Now, of that 40%. Now, you guys aren't going to be convinced by a campaign commercial, right?
How many people are in the country?
310 or so.
No, then only a third of the population votes. Well, I remember...
No, you got to think about voting. Like, there's 310 million people.
Oh, okay. Because there was like 100 million people, roughly. I remember the numbers being in the 50 millions in the high 40s for the Obama-McCain.
I think 100 million...
And that was a big turnout election as well.
I think 100 million of those are kids, and then the other 200 million are whatever.
Okay, so...
And I'm kind of making shit
up. So then maybe 50%.
Yeah, you got to be right on that. Sorry about that.
50% of the eligible voters vote, then maybe.
On a big, election.
We will agree it's between 40 and 50.
Fine. Yeah. Now, of that percentage,
I don't want to agree with that. I'm just kidding.
You think it's higher than that?
No, I totally agree.
Because if anything, I think it's lower.
I'm back to agreeing.
Tighten your shit up, dude.
I got him.
Tighten it up. It'll stop swinging out again.
Is it here?
No, it's that one. Sorry.
So then, of that 40%, of that 45%, just so we're being fair. How many of those people do you think, like, make up their minds based on...
I don't know.
Like, campaign commercials and campaign promises, and I've been guilty of it too, and not actually, like, reading proposed legislations or even...
Oh,
like,
the majority of it to some extent, I would say.
I would say at least the majority of it.
And I would say the real majority of it is just this person's on the right or the left.
Right, and then that's a whole...
I mean, that's how I voted for
that's
the past
a whole number. That's a
long time,
bigger
you know?
Issue. And so, like... It's interesting to me that what the figure I come up with aggressively is about 10% of the population gives a shit enough
makes
to like
a decent educated vote.
Really try to pay attention, and I fuck up all the time, and I'm not as well read as I should be, and I'm not as up on stuff as I should
be. If you're trying, you're doing better than probably 30, 40, 70% of that 45%.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the scariest part to me. Yeah.
Would you be opposed to cutting the voting numbers down to a selected group of people?
Passing a test to vote.
Yeah. Even if it meant all three of us failed it every time, no matter how hard we studied for it.
At least that's three white guys out. I am a liberal, so.
Yeah, that helps your side. But seriously, you take a vote, or you take a test.
It scares me, but I sympathize with the argument at least. I really do genuinely say, because, like, the idea that you can vote and not know how many Supreme Court justices there are on a federal level, or vote and not know who your House representative or senator is.
Or vote and not know who you're voting for. How many times have people got into a voting booth where there's been multiple issues on the ballot, they start at the top with the most important that they might be informed on, and then they just go down the line and eventually start picking people based on what letter their name starts with.
Right, right, right.
You know, eeny, meeny, miny, mo style almost.
Now that, to some level, I can sympathize with those people because it's fucking not easy, dude. Like... Not on a federal level. I think it's fine. It's no big deal there. On a state level, I don't even have trouble. But when it gets to local stuff, like the last time I fucking tried to vote in a local election, like there was no fucking town hall. There were fucking yard signs, and that was it. One of the fucking websites on the yard sign didn't even have a fucking, like, it was a placeholder site.
Yeah.
It came up with like a
It came up with a GoDaddy screen?
Essentially, yeah. And, like, I was thinking about it, like, well, how would I get informed on these assholes that are running for fucking city council? I guess I would have had to go fucking track down their address and knock on their door and be like, what the fuck are you about?
Well, a good example of city council level voting where it just got fucked up was recently when they had on the ballot to repeal Senate Bill 5.
Yeah.
It was just State Issue 2 this last time. Because there was such
this
an uprising.
Time being like 2 days ago, or this last time being November. Last November. Okay.
Yeah, November. Okay. Because there was such an uprising against Senate Bill 5 and Kasich for doing it, it brought out a more liberal based voting. Mm-hmm.
The same way abortion
populace
does for the right.
So in Cincinnati, they went from always having a fairly balanced city council to there's not one true conservative now. Every conservative that was up for re-election lost. What they do for the Cincinnati City Council is, let's say there's 17 people running, there's 9 spots.
Time to rezone.
You vote for whoever you want,
and then
the top 9 win.
Yeah.
All, you know, now Cincinnati City Council, decision makers in a city completely changed based off of a state level issue that brought out the votes. And that's weird that it worked like that. And we don't have any way to guard against that. We can't force, what you're saying is on a city level, if we had this test, 13 people would vote. That'd be it.
Yeah, the size that I live in, you're probably about on the fucking nose.
So, I mean, what do you do about that? How do you make that
right,
work?
Right, and I mean, that comes with its own issues. Then you have an entire group of people
stop
that say...
Stop breeding empathy. I mean...
Stop what?
Stop breeding empathy. Stop... Empathy might not be the right word. Like, stop...
I hope it's not.
No, empathy is not the right word. The apathy?
He's got it in his head right now.
Fuck you, man.
Super eloquent right now in his head.
Well, that, like, it's like that, Tahoe. It's that homogenization of stop caring, stop caring, stop caring, stop caring. It doesn't do you any good. So
I think the word you're looking for is apoplectic.
Nope.
Dick.
That ain't it.
I don't know that word.
Well, when you're apoplectic to something, you don't care. And stop breeding. The word isn't apoplectic, but it's whatever tense needs to be used for that root word.
I'll go as far as with you as to say stop breeding. How's that?
I thought you said stop breathing empathy.
It's the best. It's the most pro-environmental. I've come to that conclusion recently. Like. The best thing I can do for the environment is kill myself.
That's how I date rape chicks. I pour a bunch of empathy onto a rag and come up behind them and make them breathe in the empathy.
I feel so bad for him. I let him fuck me.
No, to get to the point where I think what you're saying, what you do about the, so it's not 13 people that can vote in your city or whatever.
Yeah.
Is society has to decide that we care. Society's got to say... No, this is something you need to spend time on rather than watching American Idol for an hour.
Take a break from Toddlers and Tiaras.
Yeah, come on now. There's not much wrong with American Idol except for this season kind of sucks.
You need to. It's a part of your civic duty, which we'll never do because we've got too many people that just don't fucking care. We've got too many people that aren't interested. There's obviously way too many people that just don't understand. I don't understand. Like, I can read a lot of shit and still not have a fucking clue what I'm looking at. So, like... At some point of time, do you determine that these people that have passed the voting test are now the judges of your locality or your state government or whatever, you know?
Yeah. There's always arguments against stuff like that, like the idea of the voting test, because is the average citizen going to be capable of trusting that these people actually pass the test? Or is it this hand-selected group of people that are bought out just elites. Like everything else. I think it sucks because what capitalism breeds is competitiveness.
And greed.
But what competitiveness breeds is greed, which is still a good thing on some level.
Going back to the first Wall Street, motherfucker.
But the problem becomes...
Well, greed gives you the drive to fucking do something.
Yeah, and then from there, it's too easy to slip from greed into corruption.
Or collusion.
Like there's too much of an easy access from the greed box into the corruption box. You see what I mean? Like, well, there's a tunnel.
That's just unchecked greed. That at some point, you've got a bunch, you want more... And the way you get more is by being fucking corrupt and doing collusionary type shit.
Which, that makes it a super tough balancing beam to stay on top of. That's a wobbly fucking balancing beam you're trying to fucking score a 10 on.
Right.
And scoring a 10 is utopia almost. You know, if you were able to take that balance of capitalism and regulation... And we found that. I think that we're just constantly searching, and that's where the two-party system hurts us, because we're constantly being pulled from one side of the balance beam to the other.
Wild.
Yes, way like, too
if
wild.
If the swings were tighter, right? Like, oh, things got like a little hairy, and like we almost had like some crazy shit go down. So we're not going to like.
Is that a term limit thing, or is that like just people are too?
I think
too
it's
different.
Panic. I think it's a panic. Thing. Sure. I think it's a panic and a not understanding thing. Yeah. I think that it then becomes like, holy shit, everything's fucked. Like, lock this bitch down. And then it's like, holy shit, everything's locked down. Free this bitch up. And like, no, you don't want this bitch freed up or locked down. You want it like...
Take a breath.
You want it tweaked. Like, you want it... You know what I mean?
I think a good balancing beam issue is abortion. On one side of the balancing beam where you're about to fall off, the liberals want abortion to be available to everybody, and fuck, we'll pay for it. We should have to pay for it. And on the other side, it's...
Can I push the liberal position further to the left on that? Because I'm for abortion up till the age of 8. And it should be paid for, but I thought it would go.
But
you don't need to, because for the first couple of years... You
but from 4 to 8, the parent has to do it themselves with a hammer.
Yeah. But if that's... Like, you brought it into the world. Like, I don't know why...
The government will supply the hammer.
Technically, it's fucking stealing from you every goddamn day.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But, like,
on the extreme right side.
On the extreme right side, abortion should be illegal and it should never even exist, and there should never be one more single abortion in the entire world.
Right.
Which is too far that way. Because I want a 13-year-old who gets raped and gets pregnant to have an abortion. I don't want her the rest of her life being burdened by this fucking unbelievable tragedy that she's constantly reminded of every day, and then loses her childhood by having to raise this baby.
So, and her adulthood. Any chance at like a fucking adulthood of making anything out of herself.
And I think that... But I also don't think that abortion should be so available that anybody can get it and the government should pay for it.
Why not?
I think somewhere in the middle of those two things, why not?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to pay for other people's mistakes. I want you to be responsible.
You're going to pay for it either way. Like, those kids are going to grow up in a shitty, unloved home, and you're going to either pay to fucking put them in prison, or fucking, you're at least going to pay to educate them. I feel like throw in $250 and get the fucking thing knocked out.
Not if we had a better penitentiary system that killed more people.
So that's... Well, we're straying far off.
I went into another balance beam issue. But I don't think that that's our responsibility to pay for. And your argument of we're going to pay for it eventually is vague, because if we put proper things in place...
Well, now you want... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Because I don't think it should stop at saying... We shouldn't make abortion so available and we shouldn't pay for it. It should say we shouldn't make abortion available and we shouldn't pay for it. And we should find creative and good ways to make people not put themselves in the position to need the abortion.
And I think everybody agrees on that. I think that the goal of both parties, like you said earlier, everybody's anti-abortion. Everybody wants to drive down the abortion numbers. That's why I'm always... Except for me.
Well, and doctors that are making money on
abortionists. And abortionists. Me and the abortionists are on the other side of that argument. But I forgot what I was going to say. That's probably good.
Should we pull out the...
No.
I
didn't want you pulling anything out.
I am, like, I haven't thought about the aspect of you're going to pay for it anyway. However... I think I see where Bobby's going as far as, no, if we educate kids properly and, like, those kids or the parents that maybe should have had an abortion, if we set up the proper systems to educate these kids or whatever the crap, those kids will be all right. We're not going to end up paying
well, but then I feel like it's an interesting position for a right person, for a person who leans right, to put forth...
We need more systems to educate kids.
Right, where you've now got a government coming in and saying like, no,
but maybe that's not a government thing. Maybe that's a church thing or a state
the church or thing. Local. Don't bring them into this shit.
No, but that's exactly where we should be as society. Is rather than the government paying for welfare, we should have churches paying for welfare or a community center downtown that the rich folk that live in Oakwood.
I think the word
give a couple bucks to this community center so the poor people can go there and eat. If we're not doing that shit, we're completely missing the point of how really our federal government should be. They don't have any fucking business dealing with the homeless people, and I don't know if they do. Maybe they don't to begin with. But the homeless people downtown or down the wherever the fuck, those people should our community should say, "We'll help you out. We understand your problems. We're going to help you out." The fact that I've got to pay
as long as you're showing an effort to help yourself,
sure.
The help.
But there's some people that legitimately can't help themselves. There's some people that came back from fucking Vietnam that don't have a leg and are all fucked up from whatever because we sprayed Agent Orange on them or mustard gas or whatever the fuck, that are kind of fucked.
Yeah, but those...
And we are completely doing wrong as a society by not going to...
That's who I'm okay with my taxes paying for. That guy.
I am too, but it shouldn't be that direction. It should be, as a city, we're gonna toss a big pile of money into this pot and say, hey, this joint is going to help these people out. And these people can say, hey, I can go over to this joint and I'm going to get help. Rather than saying, hey, you live in the city of Dayton, you're going to have to pay this many taxes to cover these people. Because that's just some bureaucracy that seems unnecessary. And I can be a jerk and say, I don't have enough money to cover my bills, so I can't toss money into this local thing.
Well, and there's, I feel like, because that's the interesting thing that comes to that, is like the nature of the, I think very few of us give money to that sort of thing, right? I know. True. I don't give almost at all. Every now and then I'll get a bug up my ass and give $20 to an organization that I think does good work.
Yeah.
But most of us don't do that. And so I want, like, that's where I question what the result of that is.
Is the result of that, though, the fact that we all understand, well, the government's going to take care of it? I think if we were conditioned with an understanding that, no, this is really kind of our deal, I think we would likely be more inclined to help.
Well, and I mean,
and maybe I could be completely off base on that. I don't know.
Like, I don't think you are, but I think that it gets into, and like, a lot of the things that we've talked about in the last hour have been long-term stuff. And then my question becomes, are we just saying the next 20 years are going to be rough and there's going to be mass graves and there's going to be a lot of shit that we wouldn't be comfortable with normally, but it's got to, you know what I mean? Because in all these long-term solutions,
you
got to
break some eggs.
My fear is, exactly, that there's going to be a lot of shit that goes down until we are oriented and empathetic and we've changed our way of thinking and all those things that we've sort of been talking about. And maybe that's just the cold, hard reality of it.
Yeah.
And I just need to get over that. But that's where my concern and my questioning comes in.
This is where you, the listener, talk.
Talk amongst yourselves.
I got the Snort Coffee Pre-Pro list loaded up if you wanted to pick a topic from it.
Yeah, me too. Can I give a... You want to plug some people? Do you have the people, the... Can you get the people that were on the Twitter?
I'll work on that.
Oh, and while you're working on that, I've got a Twitter person that I want to plug who was on the show but removed from the show.
Okay.
At Jason Dubb. J-S-U-N-D-U-B.
I was just... That's weird. I was just looking at his profile because I found your tweet that said that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I just found Squidward from SpongeBob SquarePants, and I'm going to follow him.
That is an old friend of ours from...
Did you know he was on there?
Yeah, he was under a different name last time, though.
Do you think that he looks like Squidward from SpongeBob SquarePants?
A little bit.
The human version of Squidward?
A little bit, yeah. But yeah, man, he's got awesome Instagram photos,
yeah.
And I follow him for that, and because I knew him personally when he was in Ohio, and
now a Floridian,
and so yeah, I just wanted to plug, if you're into looking at photos online, he's got good stuff.
So our last two mentions from our Snort Coffee account,
what was that?
Well said.
I can start it over, but it's going to sound the exact same as I first said it.
All right.
Our last two mentions that we got from the Snort Coffee Twitter account.
That happens.
Occasionally, apparently. I mean, right. I kind of stopped paying attention because I didn't think it was happening. And then
we want to have Matt on the show?
Yeah, we'll pause it and do that. You guys are going to get your mention. We just keep fucking dicking you around.
Hello, Silky Smooth. You are on the air.
Put him up to the mic.
Yeah. Hi. We have a live call-in guest. You're just in time. Well, almost just in time to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Not yet.
Thanks for listening.
Did you catch the almost part?
Yeah, almost.
Oh, no, I did not. I chose not to.
Yeah.
What the hell? We always say goodbye early.
It's too early.
Oh, okay. Too early for early.
Yeah, too early.
Did he just call in and name the fucking episode? That son of a bitch.
Maybe.
Any good topics of conversation?
Yeah. Bye.
That's a no. Oh.
You're still there, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
cool.
We thought you hung up.
Plug in. We've been talking politics for the past hour.
Yeah, that's about the right reaction. Yeah.
We've actually been talking about them civilizedly.
New word.
Got it. Fascism is the best. Even though I don't really know what it means.
It's fashionable.
Fascism is the best.
Oh, yeah.
Are you on the road right now?
I just
want
to go and get
it
on the...
Wow, fuck you, dude.
Bobby asked if you were on the road, but apparently didn't hear him.
He heard him.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's illegal.
We did. I just tooted my arm,
which yeah. Totally got picked up on the podcast.
No, I didn't do it push button style. Yeah. Do you want to say goodbye?
Sure.
Good timing.
Well done.
I don't think he can hear you.
I'm not giving up. I'm still trying to determine if he was being an asshole the first time.
Yeah, we don't know. Everything's confusing. This live call-in shit is weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got some mentions on Twitter. You believe that?
Really?
Yeah. Bobby's about to read them. Yeah.
And we still haven't gotten a voicemail, right?
No.
I put out asking for Twitter questions and got none.
Yeah.
For my followers.
Yeah, it'll happen.
But I'm working on getting... That's what we'll transition into after I give the shout-outs. I'm working on getting the people who are going to listen to the show to not only follow the Snort Coffee, but to follow us individually. So there's less pressure to produce content from the Snort Coffee Twitter account. And it can be right. Mainly for show feed links.
Right.
And anybody who's paying attention to the podcast will want to follow us.
Right.
And get our content individually.
Right, and they can even do it, like, down to specifics. Like, if they're boring, they can follow Austin, and if they like Big Labia, they can follow you. And
yeah.
If they're liberal, they can follow me.
Yeah, or they can kill themselves.
Well, it's the best thing you can do for the environment.
To kill yourself?
Yeah, absolutely, dude.
Yeah,
sucking up everybody's fucking air and water? Thanks a lot, asshole.
Douchebag.
Just give off your methane and get the fuck out of here.
Can you hear anything, Matt?
That's awesome. Oh, you didn't hear me say that's awesome either, did you?
Sweet. Yeah, we got some Twitter mentions.
Are we ready?
Sure.
Well,
not going to hear this part.
I want to read the first Twitter mention because I don't know if it means they're listening to the show or are just aware of the Twitter account.
Okay.
Because it is a person whose name is... Alphabeteris.
At Alphabeteris?
At Alphabeteris. A-L-P-H-A-B-E-T-E-R-U-S.
That's the way I read it, yeah.
The Alphabet Terrorist.
Nice. And
fucking up these letters.
He tweeted to two other people, so there's three people involved in this. Letters this is almost like a... And to Jamie McCarty and Yoni Mintz. But anyways, he tweeted to them saying... Better off snorting coffee. No, seriously, it's a real thing. With an arrow pointing to an at mention of the Snort Coffee Twitter account, then in parentheses, no, I'm not a shill, which makes me think that maybe that person does listen. So at Alphabeteris, if you listen and you hear this.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. And
even more so.
Be more specific on your next mention so we do know that you are listening.
Do whatever you want to do. Don't let him boss you around. Just thanks for listening.
And your arrow looks cool.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the arrow's cool. You were like dash, dash, arrow.
Boom. Point at that, motherfucker.
A Twitter mention. Like, what the fuck? These went totally, like, unseen by
me. Oh, yeah, these...
It was only 2 weeks, I think.
Not only will this be way in the future from when you're going to be recognized for your Twitter mention...
I got pissed off and stopped listening.
Yeah.
Fucking assholes.
But the next Twitter mention is someone who definitely listens to the show.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's the Jonah Costa, THEJONACOSTA. And it's you guys intrigue me in the most ... awkward of ways. Keep it up with a question mark in parentheses.
Okay, yeah, he listens.
Yeah, he listens.
That person listens because he gets it.
Yeah, I think so.
He's like, not real sure if he wants us to keep it up or not.
Yeah.
That's which is exactly how I think I feel about this.
Which you can only say if you listen.
Yeah.
That's probably in the most awkward of ways. Like,
yeah. So the at the Jonah Costa, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing it right.
Thanks for following.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
for tweeting and for listening.
I'm going to check out your profile picture now because I might have some comments on it.
Bobby's going to follow you. I'm going to look you up.
You look possibly like you're half black, half white.
We're fine with that.
Which is cool, but I'm sure there's been plenty of offensive stuff said, all in jest. And you have a tie and a shirt on, so you're much more professional and probably much better paid than we are. So you're in a position of higher status in life, so you could give a fuck.
Sometimes
less
on Snort Coffee, we end phrases, but we might want to end the description of Twitter avatars as well.
How do you spell that, Bobby?
Spell what? That Bobby, THATBOBBY?
Wow. No, the the Jonah Acosta?
Just John Acosta, now that I'm looking at it correctly.
John.
J-O-N, with no H.
The beginning with the...
Yeah, I got that part.
Okay.
And then Acosta.
A.
A-C-O-S-T-A.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome,
I'm following you, dude, because you clearly...
Well, I went through to our Snort Coffee... Twitter account, went to the followers list, and everybody who follows us, I followed, because we shouldn't...
It's the right thing to do.
Yeah, we shouldn't have anybody following us that we're not following back, so that they can go pull up their followers, show their friends, and go, look at this fucking cool account that's following me. That's legit.
And cool.
And I...
I don't think he's black, dude.
I will personally...
I don't think he's half black at all.
No, I think so.
He's just got a tan.
I think he's all black.
He spends half his time in Atlanta. Oh, fuck, he is kind of black then. Never mind. Okay. He's half black. Yeah. He's,
but,
Followed.
If you conversate with me and my, fucking Twitter name.
Ed Zippy.
Then I'll follow you as well, eventually.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. If you don't look like a bot,
yeah.
This is all a fake.
But I'm not going to follow people who just follow me.
I will.
Even if you don't look like a bot and you're just following me, I'm not going to follow you back. Like,
you're picky.
I want to have a conversation with you if I'm gonna waste my time having to fucking skim over your tweets.
I'd rather not.
Did we say goodbye?
Those are the two. Those are our two.
Those are our two mentions.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. Thanks for listening, gang.
Yeah. If we're in your ears right now, thank you for listening.
Yeah,
it means a lot.
For real. You can find us at and. .com.
You know where to find us. You know where to fucking find. Yeah. You're not an asshole.
Some folks.
Despite what everybody's saying, this podcast idea where people sit down and record themselves talking, this is going to eventually
catch on, you think?
Yeah.
I think
other people will start to do it.
Okay.
I don't know when they realize that we're doing it, and then they say, well, maybe that's a good idea, I should do it.
We've been bleeding edge for a while. So.
Yeah, but I think that eventually some other people are going to do it.
You think there'll be one or two more podcasts out there?
I think so. I think there's a good shot at it.
It's a good format. It might catch on.
Yeah, it works.
I love it. Like I said, I had to explain it to the old lady at the rec center, but
that's all right.
That's okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I've got to say that, like, are you still with us? Yeah, are you putting you to sleep yet?
No.
Sweet.
He's all hopped up on crank running the
nice. Okay. You got to say what up. I've come to find, upon listening to many other shows, and well, many, maybe not many. I think I have 19 shows right now that I kind of keep up with.
Yeah. That's more than me.
We talk about some shit. Other folks talk about some shit that is stuff we've talked about 4 months ago.
Yeah.
I listen to a lot of shit. Like, the weirdest thing this week, and this is this week... 4 months ago, we're catching up on backlog, though, by the way.
That's
like,
good.
Like, we're probably only 2 months ahead right now.
Good.
First Boston Stroker recording, where you made some silly Rob Schneider joke that came out last Wednesday.
Oh, good. He's got a new show out that timed up pretty well.
It's horrible.
UID.
Sure it is. It's got Rob Schneider in it.
UID made some reference to Rob Schneider this week as well.
Well, that's loose.
I was like, it's loose, but at the same time, when the fuck was the last time you heard of Rob Schneider anything? And it just happened that we recorded that in November of last year and happens to come out on the same week that a UID mentions his dumbass too.
It is serendipical.
Yeah, it's crazy. But it, like, I'm... No, it's no joke. Is it our joke? I'm sorry.
Are you still having trouble picking up on jokes, Matt?
No, it wasn't the same joke. It was just it was essentially just the name Rob Schneider, and the fact that he came up twice on two podcasts in the same time frame was...
I think we have better examples of it, though. I think...
Yeah. I think...
What are, like, the better examples?
I don't know.
I think there was something, an idea we specifically had that got used later by somebody else. I thought you told me that. I can't say that I'm knowledgeable of it, but I thought you told me that.
Yeah, I can't come up with any examples. There's been several things that are like... While I don't think people are stealing it from our show, I think they're...
Oh, they're definitely not.
I think they're things that we're doing well ahead of time, or well ahead of anybody else.
Are we... We're not too far removed from the Twitter mentioned conversation, right? Because I had another thing to add to that. I would like to know how these people are finding us. And how they've, like, I want the story of how they first came across this and how they decided to go ahead and download and what their experience was like listening to that first.
It's not called Snort Coffee anywhere but on a website.
Yeah.
Like, it's not Snort Coffee on any iTunes or any of that shit.
Yeah, John Acosta, in all of your blackness, would you please tell us how you came across this and what that first hour of listening was like? Like, did you almost give up?
That's a good question.
Did you go for a second one immediately?
He's giving up.
Yeah.
I thought maybe this is like an April Fool's Day podcast. Like, are they April Fool's-ing me from the internet?
But wouldn't that be kind of cool to catch that story?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool.
Yeah. I can only presume that he's listened like once and was like, oh, I'll see if they're on Twitter.
And then he's really disappointed with the response time.
Never again.
But just some chance you're hanging on. Or maybe you've been there and you're still hanging on, but you've never Twittered. Maybe we have people that haven't Twittered. Yeah. If that's the case, a long email describing your first devirginization of your Snort Coffee experience will be read on the air.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
For sure. And analyzed. You'll probably get a whole episode.
Or way easier, just leave a voicemail. What's the number?
937-501-1002.
Nobody writes emails. I'm not going to write a long email to
We'll take
my
either.
Favorite
we'll
show.
Take either.
I'm not saying don't write the long email. I'm just saying when you said that, I thought, fuck you. I'm not going to do that. Maybe I would call in.
Though. Probably easier to call.
So that's why I just wanted to
I don't think people would be more inclined to leave a voicemail because I think that they would feel that that's awkward. They wouldn't know what to say. You can backspace on an email.
Yeah, maybe.
You can't backspace on a voicemail.
Both are free-ish.
Dude, I'm standing firm with my idea.
Okay, all right. All right,
buddy. All right. After these messages.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
That's never been done before.
Are we smoking?
Yes. We're back.
You sounded like the... Like the intro to the movie when, like, the Dolby Surround builds up. You should do that for them.
You know those things where they happen? I tell you.
I've
awesome,
seen some things that happen.
Best sentence of the night. Do you know those things where they happen?
My buddy Jer, like, made one for himself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, where he has a logo and start of something.
Right.
And it comes in with the almost like let's do a sound check style.
Right.
It's really cool. You did a really good job with
it. Nice. You're not on.
Good job, Jared.
By the way.
Oh, I'm not on. So, I'm on now.
Yeah, you missed.
That's all right. It wasn't that important of a sentence. Oh, we didn't get the good sentence, though.
Joel repeated it.
So. You remember those things where they happen?
It wasn't funny at all.
And I don't remember them.
So the topic, now that we're starting episode number 174.
Way off.
Yeah.
You got a guess, Joel?
No.
We're 135 right now. What's this past week?
So we're about 150. This will be about 150.
Okay. I'll say 156, but I think I'm going to be higher.
I'll split the difference. Go 154.
All right. One of us is bound to be wrong.
All three of us are bound to be wrong.
Beautiful.